Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning for this wonderful opportunity. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors for this morning, Nathan Yocheved Lindenbaum, who are sponsoring this morning's shiur in memory of Yocheved's grandfather, Eliyahu ben Chaim Shlomo Grunberger. His yahrzeit site is Gimel Iyar, which is actually the day we will be observing Yom Ha'atzmaut, celebrating it this year. And her uncle, Mordechai ben Gavriel Chaim Elbogen, whose yahrzeit is on Vav Iyar, are learning this morning, should be Leiloi Nishmatam. It is really a pleasure for us at Beth Abraham. It's a personal pleasure to host Rav Rimon. I remember when I first got to Yeshivat Har Etzion as a dazed and confused 18-year-old. So you try to find your way around, you try to figure out who the people are in the Beit Midrash. And there was, I believe at that time, a Shir Zion student who at that point was just as he is on Zoom now, was just Yosef Tzvi Rimon. And already at that point, it was Yadu in the Beit Midrash that this is someone who's really going to accomplish something, who's really going to do something. And just all these years later, Baruch Hashem, Rav Rimon, his impact in so many areas in Eretz Yisrael and even beyond is really fantastic. He's currently the Rosh Yeshiva of the Lev Academic Center, as well as the Rav of Alon Shvut South. And he's founder and chairman of both Job Katif, which has been working for many years with people who were relocated when Israel pulled out of the Gush Katif area, and helping those people to reestablish themselves personally and professionally, and also of Sulamot, which does a tremendous amount of work in terms of disseminating Torah materials, educational materials, both books for that anyone can buy and put on their bookshelf, and Rav Rimon's Sfarim on Shabbat, on Shemitah. I could go on probably, and then I would leave some out, are very, very accessible, very enjoyable to use. I know I use his bencher every Friday night, and I sometimes drift from the words themselves to read the halachic essays in the back, to read the comments on the Zmirot that we have, and just so many areas of our daily life where Ramon has written about, as well as provided education materials that are being used in schools as well, particularly in the area of Mishnah. He has done a tremendous amount of work at making Mishnah materials that are engaging and accessible for students, many, many students in Eretz Israel, as well as starting to reach students here in America and in other countries as well. So it is really a pleasure for us as we turn our focus from the Geula of Pesach to the more recent Geula of the modern state of Medinat Yisrael, to have Rav Rimon address us this morning on the topic of Reshit Tzmicha Geulatenu. Rav Rimon, b'chavod gadol, thank you for being here.
Tov shalom, toda rava for the warm words. From one hand, we are far away, but from the other hand, Baruch Hashem, we have the Zoom. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us technology that we can be together. And I remember your amazing community. And although you are far away, I know that everyone in his heart is in Eretz Israel. As Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'atzlacha Gdola for everyone. And also Be'atzlacha with the COVID and Corona. Baruch Hashem, meanwhile in Israel, life are almost normal, but who knows? And in Chutz La'aretz, I know it's not so easy. So Be'ezrat Hashem, that you'll have lots of success and everything that will be over and bring us to a better place, Be'ezrat Hashem. I sent you the PowerPoint, can you see? Yes. Okay, so everyone can open. I'll open here. It doesn't open for me normal just by Dropbox, but I hope it will be okay. I don't know why.
Open. לא, לא נפתח. יש לו בעיה. עוד שנייה, עוד מינית.
מה יהיה לעשות את זה?
קצת יותר טוב. מה זה? אני מסדק את כל הדבר הזה. קלוז?
כן.
זה?
כן, כן, כן.
או, can you see it's okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, בעזרת השם יתברך, we are very excited to speak on יום העצמאות. And maybe I'll say something in the beginning and afterwards I'll try to explain more. Someone asked me, can you say Hallel on יום העצמאות? I told him, the question is not if to say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. The question is, why don't we say Hallel every day? This is the question. And this is something that I'm going to try and explain more. So, Birshut HaRav, Toda Rava for everyone, and start Be'ezrat HaShem. We are now just after Pesach. And the Torah says that Am Yisrael lo yachlu litma'amea. Gam tzeida lo asu lahem. Am Yisrael made matzots because they couldn't, they have no time and they had to run away quickly and the door didn't tries. The problem is that the Torah from the beginning, before all this happened, the Torah says, "Va'achaltem oto v'chipazon." It seems as if, you know, just because we had no time, so no options, so the door didn't arise. But the Torah says from the beginning, "Va'achaltem oto v'chipazon." The Torah tells us, you are going to eat in a rush, v'chipazon, this dough, the matzot. So the Torah tells us from the beginning that it won't be normally, it will be everything v'chipazon, in a rush. And it's very interesting. Why? Why should it be like this? Why shouldn't it be normally that, you know, you go and you eat, Kodesh Baruch Hu can do everything. Hashem can do everything. He doesn't need us to escape, to run away. I mean, why to do it in this way? And this is something that I would like to explain. It's interesting that even in Sefer Dvarim, the Torah tells us after a long time, we have to remember, לא תאכל עליו חמץ, שבעת ימים תאכל עליו מצות לחם עוני, כי בחיפזון יצאת מארץ מצרים. למען תזכור את יום צאתך מארץ מצרים כל ימי חייך. The Torah tells us all the time you have to remember that you ate the matzot, you created them בחיפזון, in a rush. Why? Why is it so important to remember something like this? What's the goal? To remember? I mean, it's not just that we did it in a rush. We have to remember that we did it in a rush. Why? In the Mechilta, the Midrash says, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Va'achaltem oto bechipazon, ze chipazon Yisrael. Ata Omer ken? או אינו אלא חיפזון מצרים. The Midrash tries to understand who is in a rush. עם ישראל? the Egyptians who was in a rush. כשהוא אומר כי גורשו ממצרים, הרי חיפזון למצרים, אמרו, so he says, okay, it was also חיפזון, a rush of עם ישראל, of מצרים, but then the Midrash says, אבא חנן משום רבי אלעזר אומר, זה חיפזון דשכינה. Wow, this is very surprising. חיפזון דשכינה, דשכינה was... In haste, you say, chipazon is haste, no? Right? The Shekhinah was in haste. What is it? What is this idea that Am Israel were in haste? The Egyptians, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in haste. ואף על פי שאין ראייה לדבר, זכר לדבר, כל דודין זה בא מדלג על הירים, מקפץ על הגבעות, bringing a pasuk from שיר השירים, maybe if we have time we'll explain it. What is the idea that the Shekhinah, Kodosh Baruch Hu, was in haste? And Maharal explains, Shivat Yamim Tuchal Alav Matzot Lechem Oni Ki Bechipazon Yatzata Mimitzrayim. כי מה שהיו יוצאים בחיפזון, בלי המשך זמן, מורה שיצאו במדרגה ובמעלה עליונה, והפועל שבא משם נעשה בזמן. לא כמו דברים הטבעיים, שכל פעולתם בהמשך זמן, אבל היה כאן גאולתם שלא בדרך הטבע, ולכך היה בחיפזון. Very interesting. The Maharal says that he tries to show us that Yetziat Mitzrayim wasn't something that was normal nature. Chipazon, haste, shows us that it was something that above time. It wasn't normally like normal time, you know, another hour, another hour. Chipazon in haste tries to show us this was something that was out of nature, that wasn't in the normal way, in the normal time. Something here was against all normal nature. Something that breaks nature, out of nature. This is Bechipazon. And because of this, in Yetziat Mitzrayim, everything was Bechipazon. Not just the Matzah is Bechipazon. Also Korban Pesach. Va'achaltem oto Bechipazon. We need to eat Korban Pesach Bechipazon. Rambam says that also, you know, when you eat Korban Pesach, so you can't break the bones. You mustn't break the bones. And Rambam says that also this is because Kodosh Baruch Hu wanted us to eat it in haste. If you start licking the bones, it will take time. Eat it quickly. Don't lick, don't break the bones. So we see here that everything was in haste, and everything was in haste, because this is Geula, this is redemption that's out of nature, breaking nature. And I want now to continue and to see another one minute. Can you see the PowerPoint or you lost it? I think you lost it, right? You see something else now.
A
You see the PowerPoint, or you see something else?
You see something about Yom Yerushalayim.
No, you see something else, 1 minute.
And I got a couple of big black bars.
Yes. Meanwhile, if someone has a question, he can ask a question and I'll open again. I'll open again our PowerPoint. Okay, can you see now the PowerPoint that you saw before?
Yes.
Okay. This idea says also Rav Kook. And Rav Kook says, Yetziat ha-chipazon b'yisodah hayta atzat Hashem. I mean, it was something that was in the direction of Hashem, that it will be in haste. Why? Leharim ma'alatam shel Yisrael shelo al pi derech ha-itpatchut ha-sidurit. The same idea of Maharal, says Rav Kook, he tried to bring the Maila, to show Am Israel that they are special, that they are more than Kodosh Baruch Hu, takes them out of Beit Avadim, of being slaves. This is something that cannot be normally. This is something that Hashem needs to break nature to create such a miracle and to bring Am Israel out of Egypt. All this is Pesach. All this is Egypt. What happens in our Geula? What happens in our redemption? And this is something very interesting. Yishayahu Anavi says, Ki lo bechipazon tetzeu, uvim musa lo telechun, ki olech lifnechem Hashem. Yishayahu says, you are not going to be in haste. The Geula, the next Geula, not Egypt. Egypt we saw was in haste. But the Geula on the future, our Geula, our redemption, this won't be in haste. What is the idea here? That it won't be in haste. The Mechilta says, Yachol af le'atid lavo, yehe bechipazon, also the redemption. In the future, our redemption, will it be also in haste? Talmud lomar, ki lo bechipazon tetzeu, uvim nusa lo telechun, ki olech lifnechem Hashem. Mechilta says, our redemption won't be in haste. Lo bechipazon. Why? Why our redemption won't be v'chipazon, will be normal, will be according to the normal nature. Rav Kook says, that in Pesach, I won't read everything on Pesach, everything was in haste, everything was quickly. But in our Geula, Rav Kook says, "Lo bechipazon tetzeu, betzeadim itiim, in slowly steps, hinenu olchim el ma'arechet ha-Geula." And Rav Kook explains this idea in lots of places. And Rav Kook says, from one hand, Geula, redemption that is out of nature, had to be once in history. In Yetziat Mitzrayim,
to break nature, to bring things, wow, that all the world can recognize Malchut Shamayim, that all the world can recognize who is the king of the world. But after it happened once, the goal of Hashem is that we can recognize Malchut Shamayim, that we can recognize Hashem without breaking nature. With the normal nature, we can bring Hashem and recognize and feel Kvod Shamayim. And according to Rav Kook, this is even higher level. Because when the world was in a low level, was no choice. Hashem needed to break the nature that the world can recognize Kvod Hashem. But today, when we are trying to go another step and another step, our goal is to feel, to recognize all the time Hashem, Malchut Shamayim, Kodosh Baruch Hu in our normal life. And why is it bigger? Because Hashem doesn't need to break nature that you can recognize that it's Hashem. You can feel Hashem in our nature, in our life, normal life. And this is much a higher level than breaking nature. When you break nature, it's out of your life. You know, it's something happened out and it has an effect, but a short effect. When you see the miracle in your life, when it's a part of nature, it's a part of yourself, it's a part of your life. And when Am Yisrael needs to create it by himself, by army, by working, so then he brings Kodesh Baruch Hu inside his body. Instead that Hashem will be outside, Hashem becomes a part of his life. And because of this, our Geula, our redemption, should be normally. Not with, wow, that we wake one day and we'll see how Medinat Israel appears. It will be by working, by having a state and an army and arguing and balagan. But this is a part of redemption. And I want to continue. I'm skipping here a few things. A child asked me, he says, Rebbe, can you prove that Hashem exists? And he says, Rebbe, I have no time, so hurry up, in haste, hurry up, quickly. I told him, if you would ask me 100 years ago, I couldn't give you an answer in 2 minutes. I would have to explain Briyat HaOlam, Yetziat Mitzrayim, and Ma'amad Har Sinai. Today, no problem. He said, so what's the answer? I told him, never in history a nation was chucked out of the country and came back after thousands of years. Something like this never happened. When we see Medinat Israel, Tzva Hagana Israel, when we are back after 2,000 years in Israel, you see, wow, you can't explain it without Yad Hashem, without understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu is leading all our history. And especially when you see in the Torah and in the Nevi'im that it's written, I have here Amos. Amos says, Veshavti et Shvut Ami Yisrael. Amos says, Untaatim al admatam, velo yinatshu od me'al admatam. Amos says, they are going to come back to Eretz Israel. Am Israel was reading this thing for thousands of years.
And Am Yisrael believers all the time believe it will happen. But you know exactly what we had. We had the Maseat Tzlav and Gerus Faran and the Holocaust. We had terrible things. But Am Yisrael believed that it will happen. We see it in our eyes. We can see redemption in our eyes. It's unbelievable. It's not just that you see that Hashem exists. You see that Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael. You see that Hashem loves us. And when Amos speaks about redemption, what does it say? He says, Banu arim neshamot v'yashavu, natu kramim. He says, Am Yisrael will have the ability to settle in Eretz Yisrael. The ability to have success in economy. Here it's in trees and economy success. This is what Amos says. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Chet says, Ve'amar Rabbi Abba, אין לך קץ מגולה מזה שנאמר, ואתם הרי ישראל, אנפכם תיתנו ופיריכם תישאו לעמי ישראל. רבי אבא says, when you see ארץ ישראל flowering, פורח, you see the trees, you say, this is a sign of redemption. We know exactly that for 2,000 years, ארץ ישראל was like a desert. Nothing grew up here. And we see today, unbelievable, you know, that fruit and vegetables in Israel are the best. It's unbelievable. And we see it in our eyes, and this is what the Gemara says. So we see the Nevim and Chazal and the Torah. They say, we'll come back to Israel and we'll have success. And they say, wow, it's unbelievable. After 2,000 years, we are here. It's not just that we have an independent day. Am Israel is back in Eretz Israel. This is another sign for every one of us that Hashem exists, that Hashem Ohev Amo Israel. We are surrounded with millions of Arabs that would like to kill us. Every day is a miracle. Every day is a Hallel. So we don't say Hallel every day. But to understand the Godel Anes, Godel Hashah, Hayinu Kecholmim, like a dream. You know, not everything in Medinat Israel is perfect. Not everything. Maybe we would say we would like the government to be different, this to be different. Okay, maybe. You know, not all Medinat Israel is going again exactly in Torah and mitzvot. But Rambam teaches us Hilchot Chanukah, Perek Gimel. Rambam says, why are we happy on Chanukah? Why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? I'm reading just the red. Chazra Malchut LeYisrael Yeter Al 200 Shana LaChurban HaShini. We have Malchus, the kingdom, came back. Till the Churban, we know exactly what was in the last 100 years before the Churban. The kings of the last kings of Hordus, Herod, and all the kings that came before him were evil, wicked. They were killing the Chachamim. And Rambam says, Chazra Malchut Yisrael. If we have Malchus, if Am Yisrael has a state, has a kingdom, have a government of Am Yisrael, this is a sign of redemption. Also, if it's not perfect. And today, it's much, much, much better. You can't compare. Medinat Israel is Medina that takes care of Torah, that takes care of lots of other things. Now I deal with Shemitah. Medinat Israel is paying the farmers in Shemitah. 70% farmers that don't work. Medinat Israel does a lot. It's not perfect, but it's still wow. And I want to speak about another thing.
The tool says something very interesting. The tool says that we have a sign of Kviat HaMoadim. We have a sign how to know when, in which day will be every Yontif. And the sign is by Atbash. Atbash is, you know, Aleph. Instead of Aleph, you say Taf, the last. Instead of Bet, you say Shin. You go with the Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and then from the end to the beginning. Aleph will be Taf, Bet will be Shin, Gimel will be Reish. And to do it easier, I'll show you here. Aleph Taf, Shulchan Aruch says every year, the same day that will be Aleph, Yontef, first Yontef of Pesach, on the same day will be Tisha B'Av. This year, Pesach was on Saturday night, right? So Tisha B'Av is going to be Saturday night, the same day. But in the same day that will be Sheni of Yom Tov, will be Shavuot, Yom Shlishi, Gimel, will be Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Reish, Dalet Kuf, in the same day of Yom Revi, of Pesach, will be Kriyat HaTorah. Kriyat HaTorah is Simcha Torah. Hey Tzadik, in the same day of Hey of Pesach, will be Tzom Kippur. Vav, the same day Vav, will be Purim. Now Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what will be in Zayin. And it's unbelievable. Every year, in the same day of Zayin of Pesach, will be Hei Be'iyar. The time of Yom HaAtzmaut will be exactly in the time of Shvi Shel Pesach. And it's very interesting because it's so. This is the time. I want to ask you, why in Shvi Shel Pesach Am Yisrael said Shirat Hayam? Why? Why Am Yisrael said Shirat Hayam? Then why did they sing in Egypt? Why did they sing on Shvi Shel Pesach? You know why? Because on Shvi Shel Pesach, all the Egyptians, all the army died. This is the time that Am Yisrael felt independent. This is the time that they felt, wow, all the SS, all the officers that died, now they feel, wow, we have our independence. And because of this Yom HaAtzmaut, Independent Day in Israel, always Hei Be'iyar is in Zayin of Pesach. The same day of Shvi Shel Pesach. So you know, this year Shvi Shel Pesach was on Shabbos. So Hei Be'iyar will be on Shabbos. Now in Eretz Israel, we don't do it now in the same day. We don't do it because of Chilul Shabbat. But the time is Shabbos. And what we can see here again, also it's nice to see that Yom HaAtzmaut, you can see in Shulchan Aruch, in this sign, but also to understand that this, what happened in Yetziat Mitzrayim, in Kriyat Yam Suf, happens again now, but Kriyat Yam Suf was a miracle that is out of nature, and today we are doing the same inside, in nature, in normal life, and this is our special redemption. You remember before we saw the deer that is on the mountain, that this is a sign for haste. We saw before, the Midrash says, like the deer, you can see him and then chozer v'nischeh, you can see him and then he disappears. When he goes on the mountain, you can see the deer, and sometimes he goes down so you can't see him. And he goes up and you can see him again, and he goes down. Like this, the Geula. Like this, our redemption. And the Midrash says, this is going to be also our Geula. What is the idea here? A deer goes up, but sometimes it goes down. But also when it goes down and you can't see, you know that it's the step to go high, to go higher in the mountain, on the mountain. And also in our time, not all the time we see how high we have sometimes difficult things, but we know this is redemption. Everyone understands a process. Everyone understands that redemption will go like this. But this is not redemption. Redemption goes like this, it goes like this, and then down, and then higher, and then down, and then higher. This is redemption. And also, if not everything is perfect all the time, we see all the time that we are in redemption time, and we are going all the time higher and higher. I'm jumping. I want to finish. Also, if you have questions, maybe I'll see if you have questions first, and then I'll finish in a story and something that gives chizuk here. Someone has a question or something he wants to say. I think you can open yourself. Okay. The Sadigur Rebbe asked his father before the foundation of Medinat Israel. He said, Daddy, we understand we are in redemption time, but why can't we see it in our eyes? Why can't we see redemption? His father told him, we can't see redemption his father told him, look, redemption comes back in 10 journeys, one after one, another journey. Like this, it's written in Yechezkel that Shechina left in 10 journeys, the Shechina will come back in 10 journeys. And then the son asked his father, Daddy, so where the Shechina is now? Which height? The Shechina. He told him, the Shechina is in the height of our head. So his son says, Daddy, if it's in our height, why can't we see the Shechina? And his father told him, we can't see the Shechina because we are going bekfifa, how you say kafuf? Bowing. We are going like this.
Bent.
Yehi ratzon, says the Rebbe, sheizkof Hashem komateinu. Yehi ratzon that we can stand up right in zkifut koma. The Torah says, אני השם אלוקיכם אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים להיות להם עבדים. וישבור מוטות ולכם והולך אתכם קוממיות. The Targum Yerushalmi says, בקומה זקופה. The Torah says, when we are going right, when we are going בקומה זקופה, this is redemption. And this is what will be בעזרת השם. And when we see today, מדינת ישראל, when we see, ברוך השם, that all the world is coming and connected with Medinat Israel and opening another high-tech and another thing. It's because, Baruch Hashem, we are in Koma Zkufa. We are walking right. We can see Shechina. And this, the Rebbe couldn't say 70 years ago. But if the Rebbe would be today, he would say, we are going right now. We see Medinat Israel. Tzva Hagana Israel. We know that State of Israel is number 3 in the world in high-tech, number 1 in the world in inventions, number 8 in the world in medicine, number 1 in the world in COVID now, in the vaccine, in Corona. Wow. You see Medinat Israel today, you say, This is Geula. This is redemption. Of course, we need to do a lot. We need to continue. We need to be all the time in a better place, also in Torah and mitzvot and other things that we need to do in Eretz Israel to help all societies. But Baruch Hashem, this is like a dream. You are in Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel, you say, wow, Hashem, you love us. You help us so much. All your promises that we saw in the Bible, in Torah, in Nevi'im, in the Chazal, we see it in our eyes. We can't believe. It's unbelievable. So, Bezrat Hashem, Yom HaAtzmaut is the time to say Todah LaHashem, to thank on all the gifts that He gave us. And Bezrat Hashem, that together we can see the continuous of redemption of Geula, the Binyan HaMikdash, ולמשיח צדקנו במהרה בימינו.
Yeshua koach.
Amen. Thank you so much again, Rav Rimon, for your inspiration. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. And we should be zocha to witness the fulfillment of the brachot that you gave us, b'meirah v'yameinu. Thank you so much.
And be'atzlacha for your community, be'briyut tova, be'simcha, be'atzlacha, be'ezrat Hashem. And I hope to see you in Israel with vaccine or no vaccine, no COVID, that you can fly.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Toda rabba.
Chodesh tov.
Chodesh tov.
Chodesh tov.
Chodesh tov. Yom Atzmaut Sameach. Oh, and see so many people that I recognize here. So, Raskes and all other people that I see here that... Raskes and Schreiber and lots of people. Wow. So I see, I won't mention names anymore because I'll be, I see every time another name. So, בהצלחה, תודה לכולם. שמחים לראות אתכם. תודה רבה.
אמן.
יישר כוח.
תודה רבה.
להתראות. שלום, להתראות.